We are at the site of the future home of the Reserve at Woodland here in Valley City as they remodel an existing building. Kayla Cash is with us, who's a spokeswoman for the group of owners who are renovating this wonderful facility. I've seen some of the schematics of what it's going to look like. And tell us a little bit about what people can expect once this building opens.
Steve, it looks like a completely different building inside. So if you are familiar with the space, it's nothing like you're thinking it's going to be. We've opened everything up into one giant event space. We're going to have big windows, just a lot of natural light. I've got 9 chandeliers sitting waiting to be installed as soon as we're ready. This week, progress is coming along very nicely. We're gearing up to be open in November, and right now we're working on sheetrock and tape and texture, getting the final touches going so we can start with the flooring and getting all the electrical done, and then we're ready to open.
You're going to open probably in November. Is that where the new timeline is at?
That is the goal. So be open in time for corporate and private events over the holidays. So we'd love to get some corporate Christmas parties in here, get people out here to see the space. I'll be doing a lot of open houses in the month of November so that the City of Valley City can see everything that we've done out here at this project.
Modeled basically after the ones in Fargo that the owners own, right?
Yes, so we've got 2 event centers in Fargo. We're not just people coming in that don't have any experience in this industry. So we are taking the things that we love about how we operate in Fargo and Moorhead and bringing them to Valley City. All 4 of the owners have Valley City ties, so we're excited to be back in Valley and be working locally with local contractors. Everyone's been great to work with on this project. We've got Ron from RJ's, Keith from Keith's Heating and Air Conditioning. Steve Tangen and his crew have been here since day one working with us. And Aaron's our electrician, Aaron Haslow. Everyone's been great. We're proud to be spending our money locally. Smith Lumber, Tim has been great, and can't give enough of a shout out to all of those local contractors that have been out here working day in and day out to get this project finished.
And you worked with the city to get a special liquor license that is just for events. Tell us about how that will work.
Yeah, so we are different than bars and restaurants in town. We will be open only when our event center is rented. So we definitely don't want to take away business from the local businesses that are here. We just want to supplement that. So when somebody comes in for a wedding in town, they're going to need somewhere to stay. They're going to need somewhere to eat and drink, gas as they leave town. So we want to supplement that and just bring additional tax dollars to the City of Valley City and just help support those local businesses by having events here.
And you're going to have events in the summer, next summer, outdoors. It's a beautiful area, isn't it?
We've got 4 acres out here of just gorgeous grasslands. Right now, of course, it's fall, so we're excited to get some photos to be able to promote events for next fall. We're booking events for 2023 and 2024 right now, so if anyone's looking to get married, even if you don't have a ring yet, come on out. Let's look at the space. I'd love to give people tours and to show them what we have to offer here.
And then if they're interested in learning more about that, what website should we lead them to?
TheReserveAtWoodland.com is our website. My cell phone number is our current contact information, so 490-0174. We've got a Facebook page for The Reserve at Woodland, so reach out. info@TheReserveAtWoodland.com is my email address, and I'd love to get people out here and just show them what we've got, give them a tour. It's still a construction zone, so we're not done yet, but they'll definitely be able to see the vision of what we're going to have as a finished product here.
There's Kayla Cash, the spokeswoman for the Reserve at Woodland, now under construction, should be open in November of 2022.